I'm going on vacation this week, leaving behind my flip-flop indicator.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Truth to tell, I've become a little weary of the flip-flop accusation, which is a political form of gotcha, and just about as meaningful. Senator Kerry, before he was a presidential candidate, voted with most everybody in Congress to authorize the president to use force against Iraq. One could hardly do otherwise when the president said he had information about a threat. I am reminded of 1964, when only two senators, Ernest Greening of Alaska and Wayne Morse of Oregon, voted against the Tonkin Gulf resolution, which took America into the Vietnam War, and they were called traitors by many at the time. President Bush accuses Senator Kerry of flip-flopping when he votes against the funding bill for the war that he voted to authorize. Sure, but how about Mr. Bush, nation-building in Afghanistan and Iraq, having campaigned against nation-building? Or praising the report of the 9/11 Commission, whose formation he opposed? Or negotiating with North Korea, which he promised not to do? Let's face it, every politician at one time or another will have to change his announced position to meet a changed situation. My favorite flip-flopper was Franklin D. Roosevelt, who campaigned for a balanced budget and then launched a series of budget-busting New Deal programs trying to spend his way out of the Great Depression. Full disclosure, I benefited from one program, the National Youth Administration, which helped me through college with 50 cents an hour for sorting library slips. The answer to the flip-flop accusation is consistency is the hobgoblin of small minds. Show me a politician who is stuck to his position through thick and thin, and I will show you a politician who cannot be trusted to represent our interests in a changing world. This is Daniel Shore.